In just a few minutes, we'll hear more from Izzy and a special announcement about the Brazilian Wildcat that you won't want to miss. But first in the studio with me now is our very own soccer man, William Troop. He's just back from the World Cup action in Brazil. You lining up behind Izzy's prediction, William, or do you think something else is going to happen out there on the pitch on Sunday?
You know, I have to say, I think the Wildcat is on to something. I agree that Germany is the favorite to win on Sunday. They are the hotter team out there. But, you know, strange things can happen in finals. And this final looks to me to be the chance for one of the world's best players ever, Lionel Messi from Argentina, to win his World Cup and finally put to rest all these, you know, impossible comparisons with the previous great, Diego Maradona for Argentina. If Messi's ever going to win a World Cup, this is it. So I think that's going to motivate Argentina to win, and that's who I'm picking for a winner on Sunday.
I think I'm going with you. Anyway, it's just going to be totally exciting on Sunday. Now, you were in Brazil witnessing the World Cup firsthand. What was that like?
In a word, it was awesome. I had a very great visit to Brazil, and as I've said on the show before, I had a really smooth experience. My visits to stadiums and moving around cities, it was all really pretty smooth, pretty according to schedule. Brazilians were absolutely fabulous and very warm and helpful to visitors like myself. So I, you know, truly enjoyed the visit and had a great time both watching the soccer and traveling around Brazil.
Now, William, you left before that painful Germany-Brazil match, painful for Brazil anyway. You must have been thinking once you got back to the U.S. just how drastically the mood must have changed in Brazil once that happened. I mean, what do you see happening there now, even if Brazil beats Holland on Saturday for that not very coveted third place title?
You're absolutely right. When I was in Brazil, it was all party, all pride in the national team, everybody ready to celebrate. You know, now what I'm seeing in the coverage from Brazil is, you know, people are kind of depressed and kind of waking up to the fact that, you know, maybe their team wasn't that great after all. And what I see happening now is that more and more Brazilians are remembering what they were protesting about last year and earlier this year. So some of that is going to start happening again. And one immediate effect that I see happening is political in Brazil. There's an election coming up for which President Dilma Rousseff is a candidate for re-election. And even though she's in the polls, she's still looking good. She's taking one precautionary step, and that is she is not going to Brazil's game on Saturday for the third place final against the Netherlands. She's going to stay away, even though it's happening in her backyard in the capital, Brasilia. She's going to stay away because the prediction is that if she shows up, she would be booed very loudly by the crowd. So,
wow.
So that's a clear indication of the political setback that this catastrophe in soccer terms is for her.
Well, not to mention possible negative photo ops if she's seen there.
Exactly. So, yeah, she's staying well away.
The world soccer guy, fresh back from Brazil, William Troop. Mucho obrigado.
De nada, Marco.
Well, as William mentioned, Brazil is already feeling that World Cup hangover, and that got us thinking about the effects, both political and cultural, that a momentous sporting victory or defeat can have on a nation. The world's Google fellow, David Conrad, has created a fantastic web graphic to highlight some instances of this throughout history. You can see that at PRI.org, and David Conrad joins me now in the studio. So what fired up your curiosity in the first place, David, about how sporting victories or losses can have these effects on a country?
Well, and I should say that how I found a way to spend an entire morning researching sports is probably more impressive than the graphic. I came up because in the newsroom, ever since the Brazil-Germany blowout, we have been wrestling with the national implications of the match, whether this bitterly disappointing end to the tournament, which was already a widely unpopular and costly project, could ultimately change the political landscape as President Rousseff faces a re-election battle in October. And, of course, the first thing many people do in epic losses or wins is try to compare them to past events.
So take us back in history for a moment then, David, and give us an example of a sporting loss that really was just devastating for a country.
Well, Marco, one devastating loss would have to be looking at the 1990 soccer match between Serbia's Red Star Belgrade and Croatia's Dynamo Zagreb. During the game, future AC Milan and Croatia captain Zvonimir Boban actually launched a jump kick at a policeman who was attacking a Zagreb fan. And while pro-independence parties had already won Croatian elections just weeks before that match, it is widely regarded as sparking the most vicious European war since the Nazis were defeated in 1945.
So we're talking the Balkans here, right? I mean, this is the 1990s, and that was a vicious war. All started by a soccer match?
Right. Certainly there were other influences at that time, and ethnic tensions were already at its height in Yugoslavia. But many point to that moment as a turning point and a catalyzing moment that launched into that war.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, on the other side, a victory that had an impact, also a background note here of a war. But this is Iraq's victory in the 2007 Asian Cup final versus Saudi Arabia. And as I said, the background note here is this is in the midst of the U.S. occupation of Iraq. What happened?
Right, and given the crisis in Iraq now, it's easy to forget this game. But in 2007, the Iraq team, which was made up of Kurds, Sunni, and Shia Muslims, defeated Saudi Arabia at a moment in which they were facing fierce ethnic factionalism and a war with the U.S. back home. And afterward, and you may remember seeing some coverage of it, there were mass celebrations in the streets of Baghdad, in the sense that a soccer game had, at least momentarily, created what no politician could, and that was a semblance of national unity.
Wow, Iraq could use a victory like that right now. David Conrad, the world's Google Fellow, thank you.
Thank you.
Again, you can see David's graphic at PRI.org. Football Wars and the Hand of God, it's all there.